Well, hello, people. Now, I've got a couple of news items for ya, but I'm gonna sort of cut the crap. I mean, you know how they spin these goddamn stories, and it's all a bunch of bullcrap. And I'm gonna cut through all this bullcrap and de-spin these stories if I can. There's a couple of links to the stories down below, not all of them. So here you see the King's Guards. But of course, really, they're just for the tourists, you know. But if you see on the left there, and I'll put an arrow there, that's a panic button, I think, or an alarm button or something. Obviously, if anything happens and they see it, they just push that. Or obviously, if they need some assistance. Or maybe even if they need a poo. But as you see, there's a femme on the left there who obviously thinks she's a goddess. I can actually smell the entitlement on her. She definitely thinks she outshines the horse. In actual fact, the horse is a beautiful animal. But it's a quick video. Let's see what happens. Then let's see that just one more time. Okay, so you see here he pushes the button, which is obviously calling for assistance, because it looks to me like the horse has got kind of skittish. Now horses are known to get skittish, even well-trained ones. I don't know, maybe the horse is in awe of this goddess, so beautiful Femon. Or it could be the horse is actually MGTOW, and could feel the entitlement on this one. But I'm going to take a sort of stab at it. This Femon obviously thinks she's a wonderful princess, and is probably wearing a ton of perfume, to try and mask the normal smells of their body, and we know what that's like. And I think the perfume had an effect on the horse. Horses do have sensitive noses. We all know those Femons that walk by us and you get this waft of perfume and you almost faint. Or maybe the Femon was ovulating and the horse could smell it. Now guys, I'd like to know your opinions on what you think happened here. Because everybody sees something different, don't they? Anyway, moving on to the next item. This is a news item about a Femon who became a vegan. Well, plant-based food. That's all she ate. Look at it. Isn't that god-awful? Actually, no, it's quite good stuff. But not just that. But that's basically all she ate. And of course, it almost killed her. And she also got Lyme disease. And the doctor said she's such a sick person that he can't even give her antibiotics, because that would kill her too. But you ever notice about Femons, there always seem to be a lot of Femon vegans, and they always go over the top on it, don't they? And if they have a male partner or whatever, they have to become vegan too, especially if it's a man. That's because they're so goddamn controlling. But if a man, says, wants to eat meat, he doesn't try and force her to eat meat, does he? No, men aren't like that. But apparently she went right down to 89 pounds or something. What the hell is stopping that bikini from falling off? Then there seemed to be no hope for her. But then she started eating meat. Strangely enough, she started to put weight on and got better. But it's pretty obvious the doctor had told her probably to start eating meat or a better diet. You are what you eat. For instance, this Femon eats buses. I mean, if you just eat plant-based food all the time, you become a flower, don't you? She calls it a carnivore diet. But this vegan Femon started eating lots of meat. But really all it means is a well-balanced diet, right? Plant-based, meat, everything. I mean, if you just eat meat, you're going to get problems also. It's just goddamn common sense, isn't it? But now she's such a healthy person, she does running and everything. And she's trying to tell everybody about this fantastic diet, you know. Hey, darling, we already know it. It's a well-balanced diet with meat, fruits, vegetables. But and also, we don't give a damn. Because this Femon caused all of it by herself. Maybe she made herself unhealthy purposely to get attention. You know how crazy Femons are. I mean, why can't they just be kinda normal? First she goes to a vegan diet with a plant-based diet complete 100%. And now she's going the opposite direction. Something in between would be nice. And I'll say it again, I've never seen a healthy-looking vegan. I mean, all you got to do is look at history. We were meant to eat meat, fruits, vegetables, plant-based foods, of course, yes, everything. It's not rocket science, but it seems to be for these Femons, doesn't it? Let me know what you think about this one too, guys. So here's a kind of a odd couple, and they said that they proved their people wrong. They met each other, and just after 5 days, they wanted to spend their lives together, because they knew that one was the one, and they wanted to have a baby. So let's read between the lines on this one, shall we? The feminine in the picture is no spring chicken. She knows the window for having a baby is closing fast. So if she finds a man willing to give her one, literally, then she's going to be right there. In other words, she's goddamn desperate. The man actually in the same boat, probably. He's probably just happy he's found a femon. And she even wants to have his child. And he don't look no spring chicken either. In other words, these two are both desperate people. And just by looking at this one picture, even I can tell she wears the pants in the relationship. But they make the story out that they found absolute love, the right person. I mean, good luck to both of them. But to say that they heard the music play or the harps playing in the air when they met this person is a lot of poppycock, isn't it? Of course, I don't believe that you should have a baby just after you met somebody, because the chances of it working out is going to be very small. And don't forget there's a baby involved. There's probably going to be another child with a part-time parent or seeing them occasionally. Okay, that's it for now. You take it easy, fellas. Don't forget to comment on these videos so I know somebody's actually watching them. Take it easy.